Oscar night, 2005. A day that will go down in history. It was Oscar night, and I had front row seats. Unfortunately for me, I had to sit next to Russell Crowe. Russell began telling me a story about how alien beings standing 2 inches tall have been following him for the past week. I said he was crazy and not a good actor, so stop talking to me. Then he got serious and asked if I wanted to know what the aliens wanted. Giving in, with the hope that he would shut up afterwards, I decided to listen to his story. He said that the aliens wanted to dry out the human race's eyes so it would be hard to blink. It was possibly the dumbest thing I have ever heard, but he continued to tell me that Corey Feldman had similar experiences and unearthed a pair of telescopic sunglasses which would protect the eyes of the humans. I said, "That's enough, Mr. Crow. Corey Feldman, now this story is getting out of hand." "Look out!" Crow yelled as he pushed me over and covered me with his blue leisure suit. Alien laser beams began penetrating the audience's eyeballs and drying them out at an incredibly fast rate. Russell pulled out his telescopic sunglasses and put them on. "It's time to play, aliens," he said as spiral lasers shot from his lenses and blew a hole in the wall. I couldn't believe my moist eyes as I looked up into the rafters to see Corey Feldman setting a pair of the telescopic sunglasses on the bridge of his nose. He proceeded to swing down on a mysterious vine, emptying his Glock 47 into the inch-tall alien. It was only moments later that I turned to see David Spade and Mel Gibson wearing the sunglasses. Gibson, who was dressed like Jesus Christ, cuffed his hands over his mouth and called out, "Feldman, what are you doing at the Oscars?" I was wondering the same exact thing. But before Corey could answer, his stomach was blown out by one of the aliens. "Jesus!" Gibson yelled. David Spade tightened his sunglasses and pulled out the water pistol. "We are going to drown these mutoids," he said. "Give up the lame jokes," I yelled at him, as an alien took off his head. To make a long story short, Feldman, Spade, and Gibson were all killed, and I had a newfound respect for Russell Crowe, as he won a free trip to Hawaii after saving us from the eye-drying beasts. Rest in peace, Corey Feldman, David Spade, and Mel Gibson. P.S. Russell Crowe did not win any Oscars.